Good Saturday morning, guys, and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty, Low Country Group, in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education. Guys, we are legacy building. That is what we do. So when you're making things happen, when you're working on those things, not just for you, but for your family, for your children, and the generations that are yet to come, I want you to put a hashtag on that thing on social media that says that you are legacy building. Yes. Because that's what you are doing. Yeah, that's what you're doing. So guys, today, look here, they done left me in the booth alone today, and I'm setting you guys up for something. So I always tell you that as we kind of lead in and lead further out. This past couple of weeks, guys, we've been giving you a lot of statistics, a lot of information, you know, kind of setting you up for success. All right. So let me be fair when I say setting you up. Guys, we're not setting you up for failure. We're setting you up for success because we want you prepared when you enter into what is this market here that is currently going on. All right. So guys, today I'm going to talk about a few different things. I'm going to give you a few tools. I'm going to go back into the treasure chest a little bit, and I'm going to pull out a few tools for you to help you as you guys seek to navigate home ownership, as you seek to navigate, okay, what am I thinking I'm going to do? Am I going to sell? Am I going to buy? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go, et cetera? So I want to give you a number of things today to kind of consider in the overall picture. So I'm going to take you back, kind of bring you forward a little bit. One, I'm going to remind you, for those of you who are, you know, 62 and older, about the reverse mortgage programs that exist, or the reverse mortgage program that does exist. A lot of people have stigmas and all that stuff. We brought Jerry on a few weeks ago to talk about it, to help you guys to understand beyond the stigma, beyond someone's opinion, versus getting the information directly from a source yourself. That is something, guys, in these days and times that sorely troubles me, that we are constantly seeking validation. We're constantly making the opinions of others our own without taking the raw information and getting to our own interpretation, our own conclusion. Guys, we are so focused on the opinions of others that we lack our own opinions, our own thoughts, our own, okay, this is what I believe. We lack all of that. And guys, we got to get away from that. So we want to make sure we're bringing you information, statistics, raw information, guys, that you can, one, glean from and then interpret in your own way, in your own fashion, as to what that means for you. Now, granted, do you want to hear the opinions of others? Yes. But should you follow everyone's opinions? No. You shouldn't even follow mine. Guys, my experiences are my experiences, and I'm going to always share those with all of you, okay? However, if you don't believe what I believe, then in turn, you can't achieve what I achieve. That's a word right there. So if you're not there mentally, physically, spiritually, wherever it is that I am, then you may not have the same result or similar result. And I'm not saying I'm anywhere better than anyone. I'm just merely saying that our experiences dictate or cause us to form opinions based on certain situations. I get that. However, we also should be open, because some people have different experiences. The plights, the difficulties, the challenges that you face are not the same challenges faced by others. We keep having this conversation that really and truly looks like that. But I will tell you that the experiences of some people or other people that you may know personally, that you may have grown up with, that you may have spent time with, will differ from yours if their belief is different than yours. So guys, look, we're gonna talk about some greater belief, because that's what we need to do. We all need to believe greater oftentimes than what we do in order for us to achieve more than what we already have. We seemingly lack belief. Elder Evans, yes, Elder Evans, who listens to this show, always talks about and says to me, Cohen, the people lack vision. And that thing has resonated with me all these years that she has said that, because it is sorely true. We lack vision. We cannot see beyond our situation, our circumstance. That's why we do not reach the land that has been promised for us. So I'm going to give a brief shout out. Shakima Chapman, a local realtor, fellow colleague in the business, wrote a book, Possess the Land. And a part of her process and thought process is that the land has been promised. We have to go possess it. All right? So I want you all to make sure that you're operating from that point of promise, not from that degree of hindrance. From the point of promise, not the degree of hindrance. You don't want to be focused on what obstacle may be in front of you, what wall or what have you. Oftentimes you guys run into a wall and you walk, turn and walk away, not realizing that, or not even paying attention that the wall that you ran into had a door. All you had to do was just turn the knob and go through. Yeah, we do that. Oh, there's something here. And we turn around and go back. Man, look here. We got to do better than that. So we got to operate in the promise. We got to operate, okay, there's a wall here, but I was told that I'm supposed to be beyond where I am. So if this wall is here, that means I got to go up, I got to go under, I got to go around, I got to go through. Whichever way it takes for you to get it done. That's where you should be focusing at, and that's what you should be pushing. So guys, look, you done got your little pep, a little word for me this morning, if it is yet a word, all right? But I want to get you guys over to some statistics. So we've been talking about opportunity in the market. You are following, many of you are following so many people that are out here saying there's no houses for sale, and they are wrong. Yep, they are wrong. Because if you rationalize the situation, you will see what I'm getting ready to share with you. If we have sold more homes first quarter than we did last year, we've sold more homes than what were available, quote unquote, on the market or on the market at any given time. So if we have 1,500 homes that are on the market, so we're talking residential properties only, all right, and we're selling over 2,000, what did I tell you? That means some more people put some house on the market. There's more houses that technically are available or were available for sale than what many people are telling you. So let's not believe the hype. I was having a brief conversation a few days ago as an update of the headshot for an upcoming marketing piece. And in that conversation with a photographer, you know, we're talking about masks. And look, for those of you who have your opinion, I'm not trying to dissuade. I'm not trying to negate. I'm not trying to do anything about your opinion. I'm talking about me. So as we walk in, you know, or what have you, you know, the guy who forgot his mask, you know how we do. We run out the house, we run out, step out or whatever. We forget about the mask at times, and he forgot about his. And, he kind of felt some kind of way. I'm like, look, don't worry about it. I understand. And I'm okay. I'm a believer beyond. See, I'm a believer beyond the situation and the circumstance that we might find ourselves in. Am I saying that the science is wrong? No, I'm not saying that the science is wrong. What I'm saying is we don't follow hype. We believe, we follow, we understand what the science says. But then if we understood what science says, how do we justify God? Yeah, some of y'all just had a pause right there, because we are oftentimes focused on what man says that we forget what God has already said. We forgot that he said before man said anything or did anything. God said, let there be light. Boom, there was light. That was before man, all right? Separate the light from the dark, all right? God said before anything. He did before anything. So I understand. I'm not trying to tell you not, guys, not to wear masks. I'm not telling you to wear masks. That is your freedom. That's your liberty. From my personal perspective, you can do what you want to do. However, what I'm saying is that we have to not always follow the hype. And many of us have been caught up in the hype. Let's get away from masses. We're going to talk about real estate market, because that's what we're talking about here on this show. But many of us, similar to that, have gotten caught up in the hype. We're being told, we have been believing, because it's been repeated to us so often, that there's no houses available. But that's not true. Not true at all. So I got my little handy dandy calculator here this morning, and I want to share with you some very interesting information. All right. So here we are. Here we are in, matter of fact, the last day of April. So we're 4 months into the year. In the last 4 months, guys, we have sold, a good little bit of houses, guys. And I'm actually doing the math right now as we speak. But we have sold, guys, approximately 7,000 homes, all right? Approximately. I'm going to give you an exact number here in a moment. And that number is 7,039 homes. Now, granted, that doesn't take numbers in for today, because the day ain't over with. Anyone who closes a home here in the next several hours or whatever that updates that information, hey, boom, that's going to change our numbers. But we've sold over 7,000 homes, 7,139 residential homes. Now, let me residential properties. And we're not talking investment properties, multifamily, all that kind of stuff, or land. This is just single family housing, as it would be considered, all right? Of that, guys, over 17% of those sales were cash. Yes, cash, all right? 59% were conventional mortgages. Just under 10% were FHA. And just over 10%, almost 11%, were VA. So I want to give you this as a thought process as we lead into our first break. I want you to keep and bear in mind that 20% of our market sold 20% of the homes sold FHA, VA. All right. So I want to put a pin right there, because we're going to pick right back up on that point here in a few minutes when we get back, guys. So, hey, look, you're listening to Exit Strategies Radio Show. Guys, I want you to take the syrup out of the cabinet. Somebody got that cane pad. Somebody mama still holding the jaw. And I want y'all to flip that flapjack, guys, and hold tight, because we're going to be right back.
You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market. It didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot. Closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. NoDownPaymentSC.com. That's NoDownPaymentSC.com.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. So if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That's what we do. Guys, you can catch us on social media, Exit Strategies Radio Show. You can catch us on YouTube. Yep, Facebook. Please check us out there. Guys, you can also, and we're so excited about this, you can go to WJNI's website or Old School 92.1 if you get down with a little hip-hop. Yeah. So look here, after you done praised, and look here, you want to get an extra step of dance in? We understand. But you guys, you can catch us on both stations under the podcast tab towards the top right of the page, guys. Please check us out and share the content. Because sometimes what we're talking about here is for you, Sometimes it's for somebody else, all right? So, guys, we're going to pick right back up. Before we went to the break, we're talking about sales statistics, what is closed, et cetera. As a quick recap, we have sold year-to-date. Again, our numbers are not quite in fully, if you will, for the month of April. But as those numbers reveal themselves, guys, we are at a little over 7,000 homes that have been sold. Roughly 20% of those have sold FHA, VA. So what I want to do is give you context. Most agents, most people that you talk to automatically assume that buyers are closing with FHA financing. FHA finance is the Federal Housing Administration, all right? That's the product where you put 3.5% down. So if an agent starts spewing numbers and stuff at you, you're going to need 3.5% down. First and foremost, there is no one size fits all as it relates to real estate and real estate financing. It isn't. Everyone isn't doing an FHA mortgage, which is apparent by the fact that less than 10% of the deals that are closing are FHA mortgages. That's interesting because for so many agents that are out in public, out dealing with consumers that are constantly talking, speaking, pushing, saying that you got to qualify for FHA, the reality is that you don't. Conventional mortgages make up approximately 60%, so 59, a little over 59% of the sales in our market. That is huge. But what's also huge is that over 17%, so fairly close to 20%, are cash sales, are cash. So there's a lot of cash money in the market buying homes. Now, does that mean that you're defeated because you don't have cash? No, ma'am. No, sir. That means that, okay, we need to make sure that we have an understanding of what that looks like for us. So the average sales price of a cash house in the Charleston market, average sales price thus far this year is $589,000. Now, some of you just kind of were taken aback. Some of you automatically thought negatively that I can't buy, or that's defeating me, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. Stop. That's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're giving you information so you can understand how this fits in for you. All right. Conventional mortgage buyers. So buyers that are using conventional mortgages, those mortgages range. Conventional, guys, is not limited to 20% down loan programs. Okay. There are some 3%. There's even some that have figured out how to do some 1% down programs, which is actually less than what you would have as a down payment for FHA. So there's a number of different programs and options out here. So please make sure you're talking to a professional and someone with some experience that can help you guide and navigate you throughout this process. All right. But FHA loan buyers, the average sales price, was $259,000, substantially less than the cash buyers. So cash buyers tend to buy higher priced houses is kind of what it looks like. Those people maybe a little bit, I don't know, maybe have a little bit more means. Who knows? I don't know. So let's not go too far there. All right. VA buyers, though, the average VA sold price was $340,000. Now, we have to understand a couple of things. One, that on FHA, there are loan limits. Can't go beyond a certain price, which is actually fairly high price, but $388,000 for our metro market here. And VA has a loan limit of $425,000, $450,000. But those numbers, hopefully, trustfully, will be changing in the future because VA is considering actually removing its loan limits altogether, all right? So here's where it gets interesting. The cash buyer is buying and paying approximately 97.5% of the sales or list price when they're purchasing, all right? So cash is getting less than a 3%, so getting about 2.5% discount, all right? Conventional mortgages. Conventional is getting about 1.5% off. So they're paying about 98.5% of the list price. All right. So the reason I'm pointing this out is because oftentimes people believe that cash buyers are getting a substantial discount off the price, and they're not. They believe that certain finance types are getting substantial discounts off of price, and they're not. One, we're in a different market. That's number one. Number two is that not everything that someone tells you is true, right? So FHA buyers though, are actually paying more than 100% on average of list price. Now, someone would look and say, well, why is that? Well, that can't be so. Well, actually it is and can be. The reason why, from my opinion, is because typically FHA buyers, because they have to have the down payment at 3.5%, most times they also need help with closing costs. In the current climate, it is not unheard of that buyers negotiate the closing costs into the purchase price of the property, which means that they may increase the purchase price of the property in order to get the closing costs paid for by the seller. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No. It's what works. It's what helps the buyer achieve home ownership. All right. So VA buyers are paying right at 100%. And that sometimes is a similar situation. Is this the same all the time? Is every FHA buyer, every VA buyer, you know, paying 100%? No, these are averages, guys. So there's some that are paying more. There's some that may be paying less. These are average numbers that we're speaking of. And this information is pulled directly from our Charleston Multiple Listing Service. So you guys can understand that, one, it is factual information, because this is information that practicing agents are using. One, they're entering the information. We track the statistics. You know why? Because it's important. It's important that we understand what is going on. It's important that we understand what and where the trends are, all right? So this is helpful, very helpful to many buyers, okay? Many buyers, as they get to understand that the market is not necessarily what the hype has made us believe. There are plenty of people that are purchasing homes. So the fact that we are already at numbers such as we are, is a strong indicator that we have, I won't say a healthy market, because we don't have enough consistent, or the inventory levels have not leveled off to where they normally are or would be. And to be frank, where most practitioners wish they were. No one wants a short inventory market, because it makes it more difficult to serve people that you care about. An agent that's working with you will care about you. They should care about you. They should care about what your goals are. They should care about, you know, you being able to achieve your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations, that promise, if you will, of home ownership or of possessing the land. You should be able to count on your agent to help you with that. And along with that comes, you know, some empathy when a buyer is faced with a challenge, when they're not finding as easily, not saying they don't find, but as easily what they normally would. See, this market isn't easy. You know, agents don't have it easy right now. You know, they're working. I mean, any agent that has been producing has worked in this market for any number, for any amount of time significant, has learned that they must work in order to be successful, in order to serve the people that they desire to serve, whether that be, you know, a few or whether that be many. But we want to give you options, all right? So I told you about the toolbox, and I want to make sure that I reach in. Guys, you hear our commercials talking about our down payment assistance program. So I want you to look into that. NO, downpaymentsc.com, okay? Want you to go there. All the down payment assistance programs, we have a platform that will tell you this house, based on location, may qualify for these down payment assistance programs, so you can figure out whether or not that fits you. Now, that doesn't mean that you automatically qualify for down payment assistance. You may or may not. Maybe your income may be too high. However, if you fit the other parameters and the home fits the parameters per se, then you may be eligible. So what programs may be available in certain areas? And there's certain programs that are above and beyond. And working with a trusted professional that understands and knows about these programs, to be very frank about it, is to your benefit. Not every agent understands and knows this stuff. My experience has taught me that, and my recent experience has reminded me of that substantially. So please make sure that you're checking in, you're talking to people that know, all right? The next thing I want to talk with you about briefly, if you're a hero, you know, we have given away rebates to our heroes, veterans who are purchasing, you know, homes for their families, who's selling homes in order for them to move up or move away or what have you. And we have serviced a lot of veterans, and we're very excited about that. We're servicing school teachers, firefighters, EMS, police, if you are our local heroes. Guys, we're working to expand that program a little bit more to include essentials. But I say that because, guys, we are on track to be the number one heroes agent in the state of South Carolina. And I am excited about that. So if you are a hero and you're thinking about buying or selling a house, one, let us help you. Number two, let us tell you about how we can get you a rebate after closing for a thank you for your service. So guys, look, we're at the end of the day's show. I want to say thank you so much for those of you who tuned in, who listened. I want to say thank you for those of you passing through. Guys, you guys matter. I want you guys to be safe out there, quote unquote, on those roads. And guys, as I always tell you, as I always, always, always tell you, I love you, I love you, I love you, and I'm gonna see you guys out there in them streets.